Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Indie Review Behind the Scenes, your Culture Shock segment. I'm Jamie, and hanging out with me is Michelle. What's up, Michelle?
Hi, guys. Still have a little cough, but I'm doing pretty good.
There you go.
Yes. Keep my stiff upper, what is it? Upper lip?
Stiff upper
lip, right?
Yeah.
Upper lip, okay. There you go, guys. Jamie has been awesome. I'm going through this life change here. My daughter, everyone that's listening, my daughter, fave girl, is at college, first year. So, but she's doing great, you know, better than a mom, but I'm getting there. So, you know. I'm getting there. So it's good.
Hang in there.
You know.
You can do this.
Yes, I can do it. And she's been very kind to me. You know, she's been taking all my texts and calls. You know, she's, you know, hasn't been like, she's like, oh, I said, baby, I know you've got so much you're doing. I don't want to bother you. Oh, you're not bothering Mom. She's a great kid. You know, she's a great kid. So I'm better now.
There you go.
There we go. But anyway, you've been just writing, and I've seen your posts. They're so funny. You were upset the other day over one of the soaps, and I just cracked up. I was like, oh my goodness. Yeah, it had to be. It was one of them.
Yeah,
I think it was like a little vent.
Yeah, I've been writing like little statuses after every episode about things that were going on there.
Yeah. Funny.
Yes, I'm just happy my HOPA is okay.
I've been cracking up. I'm like, wow, because I think one of them, I cannot remember which, that show just upset you. You were like, no. I forgot which one it was.
Since then, I'll see hype out of you, so.
See, I can't even say it, but yeah, that.
I've been watching it, you know, because, I mean, you got to watch yourself at least because you just never know. You know, I mean, almost anyone's fair game.
Right.
You know, so there's some characters I like, and I'm sitting there like, oh, no, don't hurt Hota.
Yeah. It's like Game of Thrones.
Cool.
They were killing everybody.
Yeah, like almost anybody is fair game. And I'm like, no. There's certain people you're not allowed to hurt. Writers, are you listening?
Just stop. You know, I guess the majority of the world or majority of the readers really do like happy endings. Or somewhat happy,
yeah.
or happy right now.
And you know what? It's like that. This one was kind of, because like the first one did not really have very much of a happy ending in a way.
Mm-hmm.
Like the first one, and warning for anybody that's into novellas and hasn't watched this yet, this one was Sin Senos No Hype that it used to. Yeah, spoilers. At the end of the show, the protagonist ends up basically committing suicide by assassin.
Oh, my gosh!
And,
no!
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
My gosh. I would definitely not look at that
she
one.
Basically,
I would just be distressed.
Yeah, she basically was, like, pissed at somebody. She was, like, she was going to have them killed. And then instead, she went there. She dressed up like her, wore the wig to look like her and everything, and took the... you know, hit herself at the end because she went through a lot in that series. And, yeah, so she's...
Wow.
Yeah.
So she was trying to do a
so
good thing
at
the
end? Like
it
had a, in a way, I guess, yeah. She mm-hmm. you know, decided to take it instead of letting that girl get killed, but...
couldn't have sent
yeah,
a text.
So like, it didn't
say,
look like the
she
first
could have
one
called
had
it
any... Well, again, this is a very messed up character that, you know, was she basically lost everything at one point or another.
Okay.
So she's like, okay, you know what? She's like, that was her way out, I guess. but, okay,
wow.
Spoilers over, everybody.
That is okay. I'm
I don't know
so
what's
glad
going
for that
to
spoiler.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on in this one. I've heard different rumors about different things, but I don't know. But, yeah, we'll see, because most of them do have the happy ending. Most of them end with, like, all the protagonists, like, having everything they want, and, like, it usually ends with, like, some kind of a wedding or some other, like, happy little thing like that. And
so yeah,
everybody,
always...
like, gets what they want, and the bad guys all get what deserve. And,
and life is good,
yeah, so we'll
and butterflies are free.
Yeah,
you know, it makes me think of, I've seen, you know, some of the publishers' requirements, and, you know, they'll say, you know, need to have happy ending or HFA, happy for now, or no, happy
mm-hmm.
for now, HFN or something like that, and that's new, that's
yeah.
more recent, these happy for now, but, and I wonder why, I know why, we all like to be happy, but I'm just so surprised that it's so ingrained in the writing community,
yeah.
you know? Do you
I
understand? I mean, we never look at this. We
mean.
Never look at the fact that we all do pretty much give happy endings.
Yeah.
Except Jamie.
Yeah. Hey. Hey, now.
I'm sorry. She does, guys. I'm a little
yet.
Bitter.
There's a possibility for a happy ending, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see.
Yeah, after she's tortured. Okay, sorry, I had to have that bitter moment, but I'm good now.
Well, wait till you read those chapters I sent you, and then we'll see how you feel.
Yeah, see, I'll be talking about it on the weekend. So I had to get in the right emotional state.
You know what, I was even thinking that. I'm like, you know what, she's talking to me, like, you know, she's having her moment right now, and
right.
it's like
yeah.
the last thing she's going to want to see is anything I got cooked up.
Right? My favorite character, torture. But see, I'm feeling better now, so I'm like, I'm ready. I want to see what happens. I'm really excited, and I can handle this now. You know, so I think
okay,
at the beginning of the week,
go.
I couldn't handle it because I
you
know
can,
you did
you sure
something.
You can handle it.
I don't know, because she... ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you, she's an awesome writer. She really is. She rocks. But it's a torture for me because I love the characters that Jamie writes. You know how you get become invested. Here I am doing a PSA, guys. But she tortures them a little bit. But don't worry, she always pulls it out. And so that's why I'm one of her biggest fans. So we're golden.
Thank you.
But that just means you're a great writer.
Thanks, CP and novellas for a lot of that.
But, you know, seriously, that just means you're a great writer if you can get characters. Because apparently I'm not the only one that is yelling, because I've seen statuses when you
yeah.
had this. You know, so
oh, yeah,
that just
I
shows
have,
that you're able
yeah,
to write.
Actually, yeah, the
mm-hmm.
I got a comment back from the editor, you
yeah.
know, where she has like a, she's like convinced that if the bad guys don't knock it off already, that you know, this character is going to go on like a psycho, like killing spree at some point.
Have I not said that? I know I can go back to the radio show tapes. There has been, I said, what we need is just for one of those surreal moments, like a Freddy moment. Like, you know, guys, remember Freddy Krueger? He came out in dreams. And Courtney's just going to come out pissed off. Excuse my language. And just say, look, enough is enough. So,
I wrote back. I'm like, yeah, I wrote back to that because she made this comment like twice throughout the process. So mm-hmm. I wrote back. I'm like, you know, why am I like all of a sudden getting this mental image that if I did actually write a scene like that, at some point you would like stop what you're doing and like get up and like jump around like a little kid clapping or something.
Oh, my goodness. But that keeps the reader. But, I mean, you know, yes. I think, like I said, readers can deal with the cliffhangers to a point because I've seen some mm-hmm. people get really upset. Well, I'm included.
Oh,
I'm
yeah.
With cliffhangers, as long
too.
As they're resolved.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I get upset about that, too. I get upset about the cliffhangers. And,
right.
Yeah.
But it keeps us. It keeps us there. But, you know, I just – this thing about the happily ever after, I have no idea why it just came into my head that you never really hear anybody talk about it. I mean,
yeah.
And why? And then we get mad.
It's almost like an unwritten rule in a way.
It's an unwritten rule. You know, like turn right on red. I mean, everyone just knows. I mean, they just do it. I hope so because I just call myself out.
Well, you know what? It's I can see why, but I don't have a problem with if – that happens, like if there isn't the happily ever after, if like something
I can't it
like
bothers
that happens.
Me.
I don't have any issue with it because I mean it's something a little different, you know, because it's like it's something that
right.
you know, doesn't really get done much, you know.
It
so
doesn't.
I don't mind it, yeah.
But I don't like when it is, and there is something as a reader because I always feel unsettled. I'm always shocked because just like you say, as a reader, we always expect something good's going to happen. And when it doesn't, we're just thrown. And you're right. It does shake it up a little bit.
Yeah.
You know.
It does.
But, but I'm thinking also about another unwritten rule. You don't kill main characters. And, of course, anybody that's read any of the Game of Thrones or seen any of the shows, he just goes in and kills everybody. That hurts our feelings as readers.
Oh, my God, yeah. Everybody,
you can't
nobody
do
says,
that.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah, like
you know,
cares.
No. So I don't know these writers, these you know mavericks, and I can feel it. CP somewhere gonna take one of my favorite characters from his series. He's gonna shake it up. So no, don't do it, CP. Don't do it, CP. And don't convince Jamie to do it. I will fall apart if something happens to Courtney. I'm just letting y'all know now. I wouldn't even be able to handle it. I already just sent the daughters to college. Don't do that to me, okay?
So, I won't do that to you.
Thank you. But anyway, I just thought that was just a very interesting, you know, I don't know why, random thought, very random squirrel.
Yeah.
And I just thought that was just something. But
why not, right?
But are you reading some good stories right now? Because I knew you were doing a lot of reading and reviewing before.
Yeah, I haven't really. I mean, the last thing I read was the book I mentioned the last time, Marnie Mon, her what was it, Prisoned, and that's out now. Yeah, definitely it definitely has a couple surprises.
Really?
I was reading it, and I got to a certain point, I'm like, whoa.
Wow.
Okay. You know, so it's like, it was really good. Yeah, so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but since then, I haven't really, I've been basically focusing on just like thinking through a couple things in the, you know, what I'm writing now, and you're reading. I do have a review book for New Age Mama, but that's not like fiction, right now or anything like that. So so I do have a couple things like that I'm reading about, like the Akashic Records and mindfulness and you know stuff like that. But
that's nonfiction, right? Is that research?
It's nonfiction, not research, really. It's just one. The one on mindfulness was just one that came across the review group I'm in. Yeah, so, and it looked interesting, so I thought I would check it out. And then the other one I just found in the store, and it just kind of called to me, so I got it.
Very cool.
Yes, I started it.
I know that.
I'm only a few pages in, but yeah.
Well, I know that with me, I had taken a break. Really, I've just been beta reading with you know your book, which I'm really enjoying. But you know, I do have some new things coming on the horizon. I'm really looking forward to a September release by Niecy Shawl. She's with Tor, actually. And her new book, Everfair, is coming out. And I've already pre-ordered, and I'm just really excited about this book because it's an alternative history, basically. You know, it's
okay.
Almost in the steampunk family. So I'm really excited
Very
about
cool.
that. And reading the rest of your stories and series and things. I'm looking forward to that. And so I've got a couple of things coming up. The newest from Amy Olinger, you know, with Full Moon Publishing. That's Roger
okay.
Caudell, Full Moon Publishing, one of her authors. And her newest release, The First Life of Amelia Weston, and that's coming up for me. So I've got a couple
okay.
things coming up. You know, but at presently,
cool.
I'm reading, you're right, I'm reading, you know, Betty Reno with you and enjoying that. So I'm excited, you know. And I notice it's just like children, you know, when people, you know, they give birth to their book babies, it seems like it always
yeah.
comes in bunches. You know, they're all somewhere writing, and then in bunches, like in the summer, you see all of these releases. And right now,
I
notice that it's somewhat quiet. So I guess everyone's busy in their writing caves, and they're
yeah.
getting their, you know, scribbling somewhere for these
yeah.
summer releases. I think that's funny. But
yeah, I noticed, like, Marnie had hers out a few days ago. I've got mine on the 28th. I've seen a couple other people,
my goodness.
You know, releasing.
Are you,
so it's like, yeah.
Are you totally excited?
Yeah. Yep,
good,
it's,
good, good, good.
It's the third book in the series, which right now you're beta reading the first chapters of the fifth one.
Wow.
So,
she's knocking them
yeah.
out, guys. Seriously.
It's getting
hard,
though, to like find like little teasers and stuff like that because you don't want to spoil anything.
Right. So it's kind of hard to even chat about the book for the simple fact, you know, you may ruin it for someone else that's in book one or two. So, yeah, that can be tough. So.
Oh, yeah.
But very, very cool. I need to get back to music. It has been
oh, yeah.
a while since I really sat down and listened to, you know, I used to listen to just only indie, you know, indie bands and groups.
Mm-hmm.
And I really need to get back to that, you know. So if you're out there, guys, we would love to chat with some indie musicians and bands. We would love to have you on Indie Review Behind the Scenes. You know, I think it's been a while since we've had music, you know, a music segment. And so I
yeah,
think that would be great.
Actually.
It's been a while. And so now we love the fabulous authors. We do. But we love to chat with the musicians as well. So you are our artists of any type, but music, please, you know, just get in touch with us. We're on Indie Review Behind the Scenes on Facebook. Just put it in the review behind the scenes, and we'll come up, and you can message us, and we would love to have you. So definitely. And as far as television, oh my goodness, mostly at Netflix. I don't know
yeah,
what's
me too.
Happening.
That's what I've been doing.
Oh my goodness!
I don't have anything on. It's like the shows that I watch usually are all like on break. You know,
mm-hmm.
It's like Doctor Who isn't coming back.
Wow!
You know, and then it won't be back until like spring 2017. After that, The Americans is on a break. Salem's not coming back until like October.
Okay, Salem's
you know,
been
so,
gone for like a year. I know, or a year
yeah,
or two.
So
I haven't seen Salem in a long time.
Oh yeah, it's coming back. In October, I think maybe even Halloween. I'm not sure. I'd have to check, but yeah.
Oh, Salem!
So,
I
so
love Salem.
I know, me too. It's awesome. It is so good.
Mm-hmm.
The season one finale. There was a particular scene in there that was like my favorite ever. You know that I just like totally like anytime I hear about the Salem witch trials, I always think about. you know, I don't necessarily want to spoil it, but there's always a certain thing that I have in my mind, you know, with the Salem Witch Trials and, like, how ridiculous the whole thing was, and they kind of, like, show that in the show, so I love that one.
I know.
But,
I can't believe they just went off.
Yeah, so I've been using that time, though, to just, like, catch up on stuff on Netflix. I'm watching, I just finished that series, Since I Know Snow High, Pet Ayuso, on there before the new one started. And right now I'm going back and forth between, like, several different shows. Rosario Tijeras, the one with the girl that played Diabla in the first one.
Mm-hmm.
Roswell, Mariela de Barrio, and The Wonder Years.
Wow, very, very cool.
Yeah. Yeah, so I'm kind of like going back and forth between those, like depending on my mood.
Well, I just, you know, and people don't realize, you know, that those that may not be in the, you know, writing community, you know, writers, that when we look at TV, we are working. We really are. We're working.
Oh, yeah.
Because anything we look at is like, it's inspiring or formulating for the most part, you know, because with ideas, it really does taint the world that we create.
How many times have I said that with like the novellas? They're like totally like getting my muse going with this one, you know,
right,
with my series.
Right.
So it's like, yeah, I mean, whatever,
because,
like getting the inspiration going, right?
Yeah, you know, and you know, and people think, oh, no, seriously, you know, that's how, you know, we do. We come up with plots because the one number one question. Okay, I'm gonna see if you know it. What is the number one question every author is asked, or is least in the top 10 questions in the interview? What is one of the main questions we're asked?
You know, they actually even mention that in a Christopher Pike book. One of the
did
characters
they really?
Earlier, and it's like they always get asked, "Where do you get your ideas?"
Booyah! There you go. Where do we get our ideas?
Yeah.
That's like the number one question every
yeah.
author gets. And I ask
and it's
it,
always something
and
different.
We ask it all the time, too.
Yeah, it's always something different. I mean, it could be, you know, I mean, I've gotten the ideas from the novellas. I've gotten ideas from songs, from,
mm-hmm.
you know, stuff I've seen or heard, like, just, you know, from different people or whatever. You know, I mean, it's like, you know, almost anything.
Places
yeah, like
are a big influence on me.
Right.
Like locations, places, like
yeah.
you know, they're really a big influence on me. If I see a deserted or dilapidated, I can't even. Well, I try to say the word. If I can't say it, just old.
Dilapidated.
I'm just gonna say old. Yes. Building. You know, my mind always wonders. It goes to a story idea. So I think for
mm-hmm.
me. Now, I agree with you. All the other ones I do too, you know, people, places, music, television, that all promises as well. But I think the first one is usually locations, which is, I think, is
yeah.
really odd. I you know, I'll look at something and think, oh, there's a story. I look at a house. There's a story there. Or I'll look at, you know, if I'm in a certain city and it gives me a vibe. And right now, I'm just, you know, right now, all of my stories are pretty much set in New Orleans because that's just my muse. I don't know if a
yeah.
city can be a muse, but it is mine.
Very cool.
Because there's so much going
Stephen
on.
Stephen King does all his in, like, Maine or something, right?
Maine. Yes, everything. And I'm telling you, I
Why
want
not?
To see Maine because of Stephen King. No offense, I'm sure Maine is wonderful, you know, apart from Stephen. But I want to see Derry, Maine, you know. Goodness. What would be your place, Jamie? What would be your, you know, location?
I guess a lot of the time I kind of have, like, Pennsylvania in my head.
Wow.
Yeah, when I was like running something, we went there. I went there with CP.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, back in like 2009 and 2011.
How cool!
Yeah, and I like it. You know, like the area and everything. It was like really nice, very peaceful, like this and that.
Nice.
And, but, you know, so I kind of get that in my head a lot of the times, like that kind of an area.
Mm-hmm. Amish, yeah. Have you ever went to Amish country or no?
No.
I
have not been
cool.
to the Amish country. Yeah.
I think that would be so cool. But you're right. I like the thought of Pennsylvania. I'm trying to think if I ever, because I went to New York before, but I guess I wouldn't remember if I went to Pennsylvania, so I don't think I have. But you know, you drive through places. Come on, guys. You know, everyone drives through places, and they're all, you know, whoever's driving is driving, and you know, the other person's napping, and I'm usually the napper, and I'm not sure if I did or not. But
you could have driven through it, right?
Yes, there is a big possibility. But I think that would be very cool, you know.
Yes.
But I know that you do a lot of paranormal, and as well as like for myself with fantasy, so we create our own worlds. But I think I had to start using real places as inspirations to anchor my worlds, to make them a little bit more realistic. And so I could see Courtney's place, you know, being in, you know, in Pennsylvania or somewhere like that. I could see that.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, I mean, that's just, that's just like,
yeah.
I mean, that's always what I have in my head for whatever reason.
Yeah, I think that's cool, you know?
Yeah.
And, you know, and I think, like, when the books are getting, like, mega hits, you know, such as, like, the Twilights or whatever, I want to go to Forks because of the Twilight books. You know, I'm just Forks is on my to-do list because of that. Or Seattle, you know, and it's just so funny how literature, is Steffi laughing at me. I know. Yes, I still will hold on to that. See, okay, guys, I just had a Twilight marathon because that was like a big thing I looked at with my daughter. So we had it just this last weekend. Well, not this, well, this last week. So that is why it's in my head so fresh. But anyway, I've always wanted to go to Seattle. Anyway, aren't you from Seattle? You're not from Seattle. I thought you guys were from Seattle. Anyway, I just thought it was so incredible how literature can have such an influence on how people will travel even. You know what I mean? I think that's cool. So I think that would be awesome to have that effect that makes someone to want to go see an era just because they read it in your book.
Definitely.
I think that's got to be the awesome.
Definitely. But I try not to, like, be too, like, detailed. I try not to, like, just fill out every little, like, thing like that, because I kind of want to, like, let people see what they're going to see.
That's what you're saying.
In it, you know, so, I mean, tend to do that anyway. I mean, with anything like that, with, like, music, with books, you know, it's like, you can talk to, you know, so many different people, and you'll get, like, all these different opinions. You know, well, what was this about, or what you know, character did you like best, or, you know, this or that, and you can have, like, you know, different perspective from almost everybody you ask. Yeah,
definitely.
I kind of like that, so I kind of do try to keep it where, you know, I'm not, you know, where people can actually kind of use that imagination a little bit more, like, you know, kind of fit in what they want to fit in it.
I get that, and I think that is very cool, not just detailing every minutia of, you know, the location, the town, the person, you know, so they can formulate it in their heads. Because you're right. When I'm reading, this is so crazy, when I'm reading a book, I have an image in my head, but there has been times, maybe once or twice, what the author says doesn't jive with what's in my head or how I want that character to be. And I am disturbed the entire book. I'm like, no, you know, Joshua isn't like that, you know, and I am really focusing, and every time Joshua comes into a scene, I'm irritated. Yes, people do that, guys. This is a real, you know, occurrence.
Yeah.
Don't you love book readers? Don't you love us?
Oh, yeah.
So.
It's fun. What's not to love?
Yes. And we're passionate, you know, we're passionate about our,
yes, we
you
are.
Know, our hobby.
Yes,
well,
we
I don't
are.
Know if it's a hobby, it's a way of life. So
passionate we get angry at people when
we
something
do.
Happens that we don't like.
We do. It is just, and that's how you know you've got a great book, when you get that response from the reader. You know, when they are invested and you mess with it. expect to hear if you're, you know, aspiring writer or you're out there writing and and when you really touch a reader and you get a response from them, whether it's awesome, you know, like, oh my gosh, you know, I love, you know, but it's usually anger. If they really love a character and you've done something, you'll hear. And I think that's a compliment. May not feel like it when it's happening, but it is a compliment.
No, it doesn't feel like it when you, like, open up that Facebook message and you see a big, like, paragraph in all caps.
What did you do?
And you're like, oh, you're like, stop, I'm in trouble.
Yeah, you're like, I'm following my muse, you know, leave me be. Oh, Misery, that's the movie I'm thinking about that had the fan that actually did that, you know?
Yes.
And, well, she captured the man until he wrote it the way she wanted.
Yeah. Exactly.
That is so scary. Jamie's like, no, don't remind me.
Yeah, please don't remind me right now.
I know, right? You're like, just finish the book, Michelle.
Guys,
the book.
If I suddenly am not on the show anymore, you'll know why.
She messed with Courtney one too many times. No, we're good. I need I want you writing and writing. That's more great stories. So, yeah, that works for me.
Thank you.
But anyway,
I was actually just doing a little bit before I came on here. Because I keep like getting these thoughts in my head where, you know, this part I'm not really happy with or that part I'm not really happy with. So now I'm like changing it.
Wow. I think every time I hear you though, you know, this is from a writer point of view. Every time I hear you, you are having fun writing this particular series. And I think when the author is just excited because they want to know what happens next, that makes it so much better for the reader. Because you are putting that excitement within the story.
Exactly.
You know, because, and it's true, if you're, you know, a new writer or aspiring writer, that's one thing that, you know, one of the things we learn early is if you don't really care about the character, it'll come through. And the reader won't care.
Yeah.
But,
yeah, if you're just writing a genre because you know that genre sells and you want to try and make a ton of money off of the book, people will know.
They will
know. It's like people will be able to tell,
especially if they're fans of that particular genre. I'm telling you, book lovers, you know, they are dedicated. And they're a dedicated fan base for science fiction. You just can't come in saying any old kind of thing. You need to know, you know, when you're talking about science fiction or fantasy or or romance, whatever the case may be. You know,
especially like the sci-fi and like stuff like that.
Especially
it's like,
sci-fi.
You've got a very,
very
dedicated, very passionate, you know, fan base.
Very. And I think that's, to me, one of the toughest to write. I'm talking about hard. I'm talking about, you know, hard sci-fi. That I've never, you know, attempted. I'm more in the fantasy area where you get a little, you know, there's a little bit more openness. But but I think I have much respect.
Like a little more,
I have much respect for science fiction
writers.
Yeah,
I'm more like the you with the paranormal, like
paranormal fantasy.
That's to me what you know flows better. You know, a lot of the times that's what I usually write in. Yeah, you know, it's like I haven't attempted. You know,
like the
sci-fi
because I'm not even. They deal with hardware, a lot of the hardware stuff, and I'm just but I got respect. Yeah.
I mean, I did do a story with time travel, so we'll see what happens there.
Oh, well,
that's
also fun.
It's not really,
It's more heavy. It's more fantasy.
It's not like hard sci-fi, really, but it's kind of time travel. But, I mean, and I do like sometimes watching, like, I love DS9, you know, Star Trek DS9.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but... Yeah, I mean, watching them, they're entertaining. I like it, but I just don't know if it just doesn't really feel, like, comfortable writing it.
Right.
You know, it just doesn't feel right writing it, so.
Right. Yeah.
A trendsetter.
So, yeah, I just, you know, I show my admiration, but I don't try my hand at it as of right now.
Oh, yeah.
You never know what happens in the future, but not right now. But,
You
know, I love horror. Now, that I do tend to dip a toe in here and there. You know,
yeah.
And I think we were talking about this on CP segment. You don't really see horror. I mean, you'll see flashes of it, but actual horror, you know, or, you know, suspense, horror suspense, whatever,
mm-hmm.
you'll see it here and there. But I think it's making a upswing. I think I'm beginning to see a little bit more, but I love it. My things tend to be dark, so I tend to go dark fantasy or darker. You know, that's what I think I write more dark fantasy. So that dips into horror. So, yes.
I'm definitely starting to go darker with some of what I'm writing, just from what I've been watching and everything. It's like, your muse material, come on, when your muse material is about a bunch of, like, teenagers who are, you know, working as, like, prepaid girls for Colombian drug lords.
There you go. I mean, I don't know how you cannot go a little dark with that.
What you can do other than go dark, right? You know what I mean?
You gotta go. What else can you do?
Yeah, you have to go dark with that. You know what I mean?
You do.
that just inspires that.
I think the toughest one for me, other than the science fiction, which I haven't completely touched because I would have to work my way to that, but hard sci-fi would be romance. I have tried for years to write a straight romance. I mean, there's always a dead body that ends up somewhere, or you know, a ghost, or you know, there's some kind of craze, you know, cycle something. It's hard for me just to write a nice straight one. I don't know why.
Me too.
I like I try.
I did kind of try it a little bit, but then, other stuff comes into it. I can't,
Right, you know.
I mean, I have romantic bits in there, you know, I mean, I have.
I do have the romantic
bit, romance
the pieces.
With this new series, with the Lightworker
mm-hmm.
books, but I can't.
You
but
know, I love Santiago. Oh, I love him.
Aw.
See, I think, I really do. I literally feel something. Guys, this is how I know I love somebody. Like, if I'm looking at a movie and I'm like, oh, you know, you got a crush on them, and you're like, I love them. You know, when I get that with a book, and I don't get that all the time, but I have it with Santiago. I just flutter when he comes. Now, if she does something and makes him bad, CP did that once. CP is one of the authors that has a segment. He did that with one of my favorite characters in his Winter Beast series, and that character, I can't say anything, but it hurt. I literally felt emotional pain.
So if I, like, go with, like, a thought that CP had on one of my other characters in another story and, like, get him, like, flayed or something, you'd be upset with me then.
Let's
right?
not go there. How about we stay away from the dark side? Okay. Stay away from the dark side. Don't go that dark. Yes, I will be upset. See, this is funny. She's writing it for herself and for the world, but I'm only caring about myself as the reader. It's all about me.
Plot lines must be Michelle approved.
Yes. And I do, guys. When you read, I can't say anything because I'm further ahead, but I can just say this. Look for Santiago. Yes, I said it that way because I'm a little bit, got a crush. And, you know, and you'll be rooting for Courtney. So I'm just letting you know. It's a great series. What day is it coming out?
On
your
the
new
28th.
Release?
Yeah. Yeah, that Rebuilding Me, it's the third one. And that'll be out on the 28th. Basically, completely broke the character, like, at the end of the second book.
She did.
And I kind of got inspired with this, where she's, like, a little bit crazy. And I got inspired by that with Maria Laudabadio.
Mm-hmm.
When goes insane after something happens. And
wow.
Yeah, so basically that's just her trying to, you know, come back from that. And she gets some help from some people. Yeah, so.
Yeah.
But it's that's the
28th.
And thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll also
be releasing
the. I'm sorry?
I was just saying that I'm not just, you know, saying it. I really do like this series. So that's why I do encourage everyone to go check it out. I know we chat about it in different times in the show. You'll hear us bring it up. And that's because it's a good series. I really, really encourage anyone that is listening to go check this out. It's Jamie White.
Yeah, we actually
have
fun going back and forth in a way. We actually have fun going back and forth about it because it's like, you know, she'll read
it's
something
fun.
And then she'll send me some feedback, and half the time she'll be like upset about something or being convinced that a character is evil. I've determined that her
definition
convinced.
Of Jamie
evil
just doesn't
is
understand.
Anybody who is possibly standing in the way of one of her book boyfriends.
Thank you.
Because
we realize
this is something that has happened in a couple of, you know, stories now. And I'm like, girl, you do not think this character is evil for a real reason. You just think it because it's possibly standing in the way of your boyfriend. Come on now.
The character is evil. That's all I'm going to say. Jamie is just in denial. And she will see once this book ends that I was right. And
see,
she will.
See,
and it will.
Yeah. See, this is cool the kind of
way.
Commentary I get back. It's like, this character is evil. You just don't know it yet.
Like,
if I deny it, she'll be like, no, you just don't know it yet. They're evil, I'm telling
she's
you.
She's acting shady.
So.
I'm sorry. Too many things have happened. So God, it's kind of hard to not say anything because we don't want to give spoilers. But it's just too many things has happened with this person. She's too – oh, I didn't mean to say. With this person, they don't know. They don't know. This person is too much in the situation. This person has privy information and access to everything that's involving Courtney. So, yes. And she has, yes. She is, let's stop talking about it. I'm getting all upset now. And I'm giving spoilers, so let's just leave it.
See, guys, this is the kind of, like, these are the kind of conversations we have after she
yeah,
reads stuff.
Yeah, this is real right
fun.
Here,
it's
guys. This is not even scripted.
Yeah.
So, we're just going to stop because I'm going to end up, you know, giving spoilers and I don't want to. So,
yeah.
We'll leave it alone. But that is my thought process. So I do have a second, the rest I'm going to read, and I'm going to get my comments on the weekend. And I know it's just going to support what I'm saying anyway.
Oh, I'm sure it will.
Yes, yes.
Girls in denial, guys. See, girls in denial.
Yes, you guys, you didn't realize that authors have so much fun when they write. You know, they're having as much fun with the
yes.
book as you do.
You have to. Otherwise,
you know.
How are you going to, like, survive, like, the rewriting and the editing and
I do have one question for you.
And the pre-release, like, what?
And I'm not talking about me. I'm, you know, because I'm good with it. But if you did have a reader, because I think I've heard some of the other ones, like Myers and different things, they wanted something changed. I mean, and they were getting slew of, you know, I think it was about Jacob, you know, letting her be with Jacob and not, you know, Edward or whatever, or, you know, just different things. If you received all of that from your fan base, would you ever change a character? Or would you just politely explain, this is how it has to be? I'm just curious, because
yeah,
I've actually heard that happening to other authors.
I wouldn't actually change a character. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
for that. So, just letting you know this.
Okay.
Before I get any messages right. about any things you might see.
So, guys.
But, I don't know. I think so. I just go with whatever.
Yeah.
You know, like
what it
tells me
to
do, and every now and then see people give me ideas, and I'll be like, oh, you know what? That's actually really good. That actually fits. I could do this, and then you know, then I'll. you know, modify whatever
I have
to modify.
But that's different. That's the writing process.
Yeah, like during
isn't
the revising. But yeah. Yeah, but I'm,
yeah.
Yeah, no, anything, if it's already out, unless it's, yeah, unless at some point in the future I'm sitting there
right.
and I decide for whatever reason to go through them and I see something, I'm like, you know what, I really hate that. It's possible I could change something, but I don't know. I kind of think, like, once it's out,
You won't change the storyline for that.
You know, and
you know, they did do that with Lost.
I don't think that it should be
They do that
done.
With TV shows.
Yeah. Oh, really?
They'll
yeah.
troll the, like, the message boards. I know Lost was one. And all these theories were coming out. And, you know, and it was said that, you know, there were, you know, sometimes, you know, they would go in and they would be inspired by what the fans were saying, you know. So I was just curious because I know that other authors have been approached by that. And would you?
Yeah.
So I guess now I know not to try,
yeah,
huh?
I kind of think, yeah.
So I don't need to write 1,000 letters.
Don't try it. Don't try it, girl. Don't try it.
That person evil. All right.
No.
We got you. I'm good.
No, I will not.
She's been defiant. She knows I'm right. She's just been defiant about it.
Oh, Lord.
She's like, this child. I won't say anything else. I'll be good.
Guys,
I'll just read the rest of the book.
Do you see what I deal with?
I'll leave it alone. If you say it, then I'll just have to believe it.
You know, it's fun. I enjoy it. It's funny.
But I make a good point. You got to admit, I've got some good arguments on why I could be right. Because seriously,
in any mystery, you
look at the person who has every access. Yeah, it would be, you know who I'm talking about. So.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, you should know why some things happen just from what you read of book four. You should know why some things happened.
I understand. And I can handle that. I can handle that.
Okay. Oh my God.
You didn't know it was this fun when we were writing a book.
Yes. It's all part of the fun. It's all part of the process.
It is. Anyway, fabulous.
Yeah. We had and having so much fun right now.
Yes.
I think we've actually gone over time.
We have. But it was fun.
Yeah.
I love shows like that because what you guys are hearing is real.
Exactly.
Yeah, this is real. It's real stuff here.
Yeah, we're just having fun. We're just.
Just have
fun with it.
And that's what you need to do, you know.
Exactly.
Books are fun. Entering these worlds and creating these worlds are fun. So why not talking about
always
it?
Always have
fun.
Well, yeah, whatever you're doing,
always,
just have fun with it.
Always.
Yeah.
Enjoy life.
Always.
Definitely. See, that's a moral word of advice. We're giving you all of these nuggets to take with you.
Exactly. And as people sit there thinking, wow, these people are insane.
I know. They're like, what are they talking about?
We will call that a night then.
Yes.
So, guys, thank you, everybody who's been listening. Yeah, thank you for tuning in. Thank you for, you know, supporting the show. And if you want to ever keep up with the show and, like, different guests and stuff, come to Any Review Behind the Scenes Radio on Any Review Behind the Scenes Internet Radio on Facebook. And, you know, click like and, you know, you get your updates. And, guys, check out Marnie Mon, Prisoned, if you're a fan of dark, erotic, you know, stories. It's very good. And, you know, Dawn Sullivan, you know, does some great stuff.
Oh,
so check her out.
Yes.
And
yes.
Check out Michelle.
Yes.
She's been getting a lot of, you know, story acceptances lately.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Talk about me being
public. And Jamie. yeah. Been having fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, so
check
all
it out,
right.
And we'll see y'all again
and
next time.
And
see good night, everybody. Yeah,
all right,
exactly.
Got it. Yes.
By Lois, he's got something coming out. you know, too. He just did the cover reveal, so, you know, keep up with
there
him.
There you go. Yes.
Yeah, and we'll see you guys next time. Have a great night, everybody.
Bye, guys.
Bye.